Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So, have you seen that movie? I think it's A Few Good Men.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know the truth?
Mm-hmm.
You can't handle the truth. Okay. We often hear people saying, take a very good look at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is who you truly are. The Malanga Commission, as well as the Parliament Ad Hoc Committee, has given us a glimpse into who we truly are. Now, whether or not you believe the testimonies to be factual or not, yeah, that's another story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they do need to be put to a test in terms of evidence, and they do need to be corroborated. Either way, though, they speak to a South Africa that is rotten in the underbelly. This is something that some people have always speculated. For example, we did a show about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, where we were asking, is South Africa a mafia state? We had nothing to go on then. But if you look at what we are hearing, it appears there certainly are elements of mafioso operating in South Africa. Funny enough, this is actually a good thing though. The fact that this is happening so openly and so transparently in the public. Because it shows that at least South Africa is still functional. If South Africa was a mafia state, there wouldn't be any commissions. And there wouldn't be any inquiries. You just see people dying. Because that's what happens in a mafia state, right? Literally, the checks and balances fail to hold anybody to account.
Mm.
So people don't get arrested. The mafia just does their way and they keep suppressing whatever the information is that may come out. However, with this way, we are seeing, at least hearing, what could be the problems and then whether or not we'll be able to solve them. Now, I come to you, which is this. And I want to personalize it.
Mm.
When women will ask you, who shoots you, tell me the truth. Gents, don't tell the truth.
Oh, wow, Caesar.
Wow.
Thanks,
wow,
she yeah. can't handle the truth.
Thanks, Caesar.
No, in a serious note, right? The truth will change how somebody sees you. They may appreciate the fact that it's the truth, but it will change how somebody sees you.
True.
If you come to me, Paul, and then I tell you, guys, secretly, I am an assassin. Yeah, you'd be like, okay, thanks, he's telling us the truth. But now you look at me differently.
Of course.
My question is, do you look at South Africa differently? More importantly, do you look at ANC differently? Most importantly, do you look at the administration differently?
I don't know if I see them in a positive light.
Yeah.
Because we haven't been seeing them in a positive light in a while.
Yeah.
Now it just makes you look at them and go, hi, guys, I don't know if I can handle any worse coming out of this country. Because we've been looking at it and saying, we are limping, guys, for the longest time. Now I don't know if we're even limping. I feel like we're crawling on our bellies.
Okay.
That's how I'm looking at the country now.
Now, Mbali, here's what informs what's going to change your perception about this. It's your bias, right?
Mm.
So, for example, yesterday, we heard a story. It's an allegation at this point because it was made by Witness A at the Malanga Commission that Katiso KT Molefe allegedly paid a bribe of 2.5 million in order for him to be granted bail, right? An allegation, we haven't seen the evidence of that yet.
Mm.
Then we also heard, also in the Malanga Commission, from the same witness, Witness A, that apparently Julius Malema knows Smia, right? Now, depending on who you are, if you like Julius Malema, then some people are disregarding that. They're like, nah, TSA, also so what if he knows him?
Mm.
But in the same commission, people are hearing evidence led by the same witness. Yeah. And if it favors, for example, what their narrative is, then they choose to believe it.
Mm. No, that's true. I mean, even yesterday, I think it was Julius Malema who went on to question Minister Mkuna about his relationships with certain people, the likes of Brown Mokgotsi.
Mm.
And the minister kept on saying, well, I don't have a relationship. He's just a comrade.
Mm.
And a contact on my phone.
And he was at pains, to explain the relationship that they have. And was adamant saying that there is no relationship. So you're certainly right. How do you view people with the relationships that they have? Is it an associate? Is it a colleague? It kind of makes it very difficult and very tricky, particularly under this cloud that we find ourselves right now.
Mm. Juliet, there comes a point in a child's life where they will lose innocence, right? There's something, whatever it is, they'll experience something for the first time and they'll either come home crying, telling you about it, but you know that time is split into two. It is now before the moment and after the moment, right? If we were oblivious about what's happening in South Africa and the shenanigans, I don't think you can be anymore. And so then the question is, before this commission started and now, your favorability ratings of this country, have they changed?
Not entirely. It is chaotic, like you were saying, you know. But like, if we're looking at the structures of the country, they're working, like you were saying. I mean, now we're seeing higher officials being questioned in parliament, being held accountable. There's transparency. We are able to see it. And that's what a democracy is, essentially. So it's chaotic. I'm falling on the knots too. And then I'm like, but we are able to see all of that. So I'm in the middle.
But if the allegation is true that somebody in the judiciary, if not the entire chain, can be paid 2.5 million to secure bail, do you feel safer?
No.
Because these checks and balances we're speaking of, they themselves are compromised.
No, I don't feel safe at all. I'm just actually curious as to what, after all of these findings, what next? That even scares me more.
Give us a shout and let us know. Who is she to you? Can you handle the truth?
Good morning, guys. I hope you're well. Yo, Mina, if you're affiliated with any political party, Nyagusaba, Kehotaba, Hohetale, Hadima, like, real in Toronto, 2415, the place of Toronto, San Koala, House at Kalewadu.
Tora!
Sees the world. If there's one thing this parliamentary ad hoc committee and the Malanga Commission has kept us saying is your kunini city, Mina, I am not shocked per se regarding what's being unveiled. And I'm saying this because we knew good to the country is corrupt. And I mean the country, I mean the ANC is corrupt because they're leading the country. We just didn't know to what extent. Mina Nje, my thing is, I wonder, Uguti, what will the NPA do now with all this evidence and the findings that are coming out of these? I'm not really shocked. Eh? I just want to see Uguzo Wenzagalani, because at this point, I don't really trust Uguti. Anyone is going to take account or is going to go to jail for that matter, be prosecuted for whatever things they were part of. So, man.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, we've heard this one.
You know, this thing that's happening at the ad hoc committee, the Matlanga Commission, the things that are coming out, what General Mkhwanazi said that day, that Sunday in July. You know, this thing is the same way. If it's very shocking what we are hearing. We always knew that there's things happening in South Africa, but not at this rate and at what is being uncovered. Or what is being allegedly uncovered. Us, we've got kids in this country. Our kids don't have a future if things continue like this. You know, people were celebrating those Lamborghinis being repossessed. There's no arrest. We saw that with Edward Sword. Those of us who follow the politics, we know that 9 times out of 10, this nothing's going to happen. We're going to hear about this and it's going to just disappear. South Africans, we need to wake up and do something. This is enough. We don't end up being like Mexico.
Now, here's that clip from A Few Good Men, that movie.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom.
You see? Ziningi zinto that... In order for us to be safe, things need to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And those things we cannot begin to fathom.
Absolutely. You know, the saddest thing about this is that my biggest fear as a South African is getting to a point where I'm so pessimistic about the country that I don't even think anything good can come of it. And therein lies the danger.
I'll get you the full clip because that's actually the shortened version of it, where he goes into, you are questioning the very security that I provide. So the fact that I can sit here, for example, and talk smack all day, I talk about the president.
And not have to worry about being arrested at the end of the show.
Exactly. That's because of democracy.
True.
The democracy that they provided.
Object. And when it went bad, you cut these guys loose.
Your Honor,
you had Marcus inside a bony transport.
Your Honor,
you doctored the logbook.
Damn, Captain.
You coerced the doctor.
Consider yourself in contempt.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did.
Hey, you see, I mean, I've been looking at your country different for the past two terms. Now the commission and the inquiry, fana nokuthi cherry on top le. Sengiyaphila nje ngoba manje akunalanga ngizoya khona.
Good morning, Sizwe and the team. Into engayisho nje ukuthi since iqale la commission lawo. Abantu abaregions ababuki dizimi ngifile ngazi labantu bakorrupt bonke noma umuntu onemali or onezinto zakho ihamba grand amabhizinisi akashapa ilaziva alo muntu samoya uyimafia or corrupt naleyo feelings nje ayikekho ubusinessman olegit la emzansi
mawuthatha ukubheka uthule these days Instagram uthule ukuthi
you know, Madanga Commission reminds me of the late Lucas Mangope, the former president of Putazwana, when in 1994 we went and voted and said, Eya, lo nale tsadi pase tsaka, dikoloi tsaka, la go votela mapantiti mmuso wa botsotsi. Now it's unfolding, you know, it's playing in front of our eyes. Gore ya re phela under the mafia estate. So no, I don't feel safe at all.
Ah, ama bandindi they even MECs now and ministers kuningi nje.
Yes, sizwe no sizwe. Ai sizwe futhi ay. Yabona futhi ngathi sikwile movie yamazombi le. I movie yabothi koloshe bavo. Hey, angisathembi ukuthi mina ngise South Africa noma kwenzakalani. Sizwe yi South Africa le bavo. Hey, ngathi le madlanga ne ad hoc madoda izoveza iziveze nathi impela manje. Sengisaba nokuthi ngiyothenga nje estore ngikhiphe i-R100 ehlangene.
There's always been corruption, white collar corruption, you know, it's there. So I work in the corporate industry and it's not really new to me. But what amazes me the most is ukuthi people's lives don't matter. It's like, it's life, so what? There'll be another life tomorrow.
Mm. And also, maybe it's because we are young, right? It really just could be that, because if you speak to older people, God damn, I'm not born, isn't it? You see, there were discussions, for example, involving Chekiselebi over two decades ago, of Osipikoli, for example. Then there were even, do you remember the issue of, who was that gangster guy, man? There was a gangster guy, Agliotti, or Glenn Agliotti. So I in Jalendo.
You know, Domo, there are so many moving parts in this country. There is so many things that we are facing that people that are challenging people. That when you look at the country, it's scary to a certain extent. So I'm really, really worried about how I think many South Africans knew there's too much drugs in the township. We as would know, man. It's facilitated somehow at the top. Hey, but this is scary. And we are not treating it for the seriousness that it is. We are treating it as just breaking news. God willing, they are too sad.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.